Welcome to Jersey Guy Sports, your sports talk home for the Yanks, the Giants, the Rangers, and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And I'm your host, Don. I want to thank you for listening. Now, today I'm going to be talking about the New York Yankees, who were shut out for the fifth time this season, Monday night in Baltimore. Just going to talk about what the hell is happening with this Yankee offense. So let's go ahead and get started. So the Yankees offense, that perennial disaster that's been over the last 2-3 years, continued its road to what is probably oblivion Monday night with yet another shutout loss in Baltimore to the Orioles. After being kind of giddy, actually, that the Yanks scored 30 runs in 2 games over the weekend against Milwaukee, the Yanks again lapsed back into their old habits and failed over and over on Monday night in Baltimore with runners in scoring position. And again, kept striking out and failing to make good contact over and over. The Yanks have now been shut out a Major League Baseball leading 5 times in 2024. Let that sink in. It's still April. They've been shut out 5 times this season already. Now, this is after scoring 30 runs in 2 days over the weekend. They got shut out for the 5th time this year, and they lead the majors in being shut out. They only have 11 losses on the year, right? So the record is still really good. They have 11 losses. 5 of them they were shut out in. 5 of them. I mean, that's pathetic. That's really, really, really bad. And there's just something, you know, that has to change with the makeup of this team. While there was a bit of tough luck, I want to acknowledge on Monday night, you know, they weren't just unlucky. You know, that's not the reason they got shut out. But nonetheless, they were a bit unlucky. There were some hard hit balls right at folks in late innings, some really good defensive play by Baltimore. They're a good team, right? Baltimore's a good team, and the Yanks need to produce much better at the plate and hit more consistently. You know, we've had the normal suspects, you know, doing their normal things again, back to normal after scoring 30 runs and people praising, oh, Torres is hitting the ball and this and that. So Torres, who's been a nightmare, continued his nightmare offensive production in addition to his terrible defense. He, you know, didn't do anything in the game. Grisham was playing. He never hits at all when he gets the chance to play. He's terrible. Cabrera has been up and down hitting the ball. Judge has had a terrible offensive year, except for the last, say, 3 games or so when he's hitting. But he's had a terrible year. And oh my God, the king of kings, Giancarlo Stanton. I don't know what else to say about this guy. And it's not just his awful hitting. I mean, he's had some streaks where he's hit pretty well this year. But still, he's had plenty of streaks where, again, he's missing the ball by 1.5 feet. And people just write off, it's just Stanton. He'll get hot and whatever. It's not just his awful hitting. Stanton's running, or as I call it, walking around the bases. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My mom could beat Giancarlo Stanton in a race. It is amazing how unathletic Giancarlo Stanton is now. I mean, this guy is not an athlete. He's not an athlete. I don't know how you can say he's an athlete. He's just not. I mean, it's hard to watch, and he continually cost the Yankees games with how ridiculously slow he is. You should have seen him yesterday. He was on first base, and Wells had a base hit to right field, and he got thrown out at second base from first because he had to hold up a little bit because it was a hard line drive. But he's so slow that he got thrown out at second on a base hit to right field. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's pathetic, and I'm so tired of Giancarlo Stanton. I'm so tired of watching him. When you watch him run, it's like you're watching a replay in slow motion, but it's actual speed. And he's obviously not trying very hard because he doesn't want to, whatever. He gets injured so often that he doesn't want to pull a hamstring that, you know, he's not really trying to run that hard. And of course, you know, ever the apologist, Michael Kay, defends him on air, of course. You know, that's all he has, guys. For those people who think he's not trying, you know, that's all he has. Bullshit. Bullshit. Everybody knows he's trying not to pull another hamstring, so he's running at like 2/3 speed. You could tell there's no effort. There's no sweat. Everyone can tell effort. You know, it's not something you can hide. So when you watch someone run really slowly, you know if they're giving it their all. I've seen other people try to run fast, like Rizzo, and he's just not fast. I've seen other slow people try to run fast, you know, in the past. You know, we've had catchers and other people, what, Sanchez. You can tell when they're trying. It just because someone's slow doesn't mean that, you know, they're not trying. But you can tell effort. And with Stanton, there is no effort. He's obviously not trying. And you hear Kay defending him. That's all he has, guys. That's it. That is not it. He's just too scared of getting hurt. And it's just so infuriating. And people will then use that as a defense as to why Stanton needs to be here. He needs to go. I'm sorry, man. It's time to bite the bullet with Stanton. He is locking up that DH spot for eternity. He's been like a consistent albatross around the necks of the Yankees. You guys remember, he batted fucking 198 last year, guys. Do you guys remember this? He went a whole season of batting 198. You got to be fucking kidding me, right? And you know, he's hitting slightly better this year, but not that much. He's still striking out a hell of a lot. He can't run at all. You know, and whether, you know, folks will say, well, that's because, you know, he doesn't want to get injured again. Well, that's another reason not to keep him. Not a reason to keep him. Well, he's running slow because he doesn't want to get it. Well, if he gets injured a lot, add that to the side of the ledger that says we got to dump him. I don't want a guy that doesn't play the field, that can't run or won't run, that does not produce consistently offensively at all, that hit 198 last year on this fucking team. I don't want him here. Enough. I've had enough of Giancarlo Stanton. Just enough. I'm tired of looking at his face. I don't care how nice a guy he is. I'm sorry. This was the biggest disaster of a contract I've ever seen. And Brian Cashman is solely responsible, you know, and we continue to, you know, talk both ways about, you know, Cashman. Oh, he might have done a few bad things. This contract sucked balls, and we've been paying for it year after year after year, and it's worse all the time. All the time. Now, what about middle of this year? Right. Fast forward a couple months. Jason Dominguez is going to be back from injury at some point. The projection is, you know, whatever, June, July, you know, sometime in the middle of this year, Jason Dominguez is going to be healthy. And the kid is a superstar. He's a switch hitting superstar center fielder. What are we going to do with him? Are we just going to shove him in the minor leagues again for the rest of the year? And while we watch this idiot Stanton cost us games, run at 3 miles an hour, strike out half the time, never play the field. Are we really going to play Stanton once Dominguez is back and fully healthy? What's going to happen? I mean, you can bet with this wonderful brain trust of Boone and Cashman, that's exactly what's going to happen. Because, you know, we have Soto, we have Judge, and we have Verdugo, three healthy, really good outfielders. What are they going to do with them if you add a fourth? Well, one of them, in theory, could DH every night. But no, who's taking up the DH spot? Fucking Giancarlo Stanton. And that's a problem. It's a problem down the road for the Yanks, and it's costing us. And what it will cost us is Jason Dominguez. And it cannot happen. And whether Dominguez comes back in June, July, August, next year, whenever it is, I've had enough of fucking Giancarlo Stanton. Enough. All right, that's my rant on Stanton. He's not the only problem with the Yankees offense, but he's driving me nuts. He's driving me nuts. Other people, again, not hitting as much as they could. You know, what are you going to do? I mean, Wells has just finally started hitting a little bit. He's had a very poor offensive start. Trevino's hit some. Volpe started hot and is not hot anymore. We talked about Cabrera not really hitting that much anymore. Rizzo had a good week. Judge has been terrible and has been hitting a little bit better. You put it all together, you mix it in a pot, and you have the fifth fucking shutout of the year against the Orioles team. And by the way, one more thing while I'm doing my little rant here. Aaron fucking Boone, my favorite player on the earth. Not. Again, with his wonderful pitching decision. So, Friday night against Milwaukee, as you know, we were winning in extra innings. And he decides not to put Clay Holmes out for the 10th inning because he pitched 10 pitches the inning before, right? He talks about not stretching the bullpen and blah, 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 and all this happy horse shit. Whatever. Stupid fucking decision. Then Monday night, we're losing the game, right? We're losing 1-0. And he brings him in a losing effort and 1-0. And waste an inning of him pitching at the end of the game in the ninth inning. We have three more games in a row here, followed by three more games after that. We're playing for the next 6 or 7 days straight. Why are you fucking blowing homes availability in a losing effort? I don't understand. You take him out after 10 pitches when you can win a game in Milwaukee, which we ended up blowing because other relievers just blew the game. And then you keep him in, you put him in a losing effort in Baltimore when we have all these games lined up back to back to back. Hear me well. Aaron Boone does not know how to manage a pitching staff. Full stop. He never has. He never will. He's a terrible manager. I'm not going to go into my rant about his lineup decisions and lefty right and all that other horseshit. He does not know pitching staffs. He does not leave starters in long enough. He does not put the right relievers in at the right time. He does not let starters go long enough. He uses relievers in all the wrong ways. He's way too by the book when it comes to who can pitch when. I'm sorry. Aaron Boone does not know how to manage a pitching staff. He never has, and he never fucking will. And it's excruciating as a Yankee fan to watch this moron try to manage his team. I'm sorry. It's also infuriating to watch this Yankee offense. They all seem to go cold at the same time, all the time, and I don't understand it. And I'll tell you one of the things that you know, could have helped last night, Verdugo. He's out. Apparently, he's having his wife's having a baby, and, you know, he was not here. Him being in the lineup versus not being in the lineup actually makes his team different. Obviously, Soto does, but Verdugo has been just outstanding. And I mentioned on the last podcast what a fan I am of Verdugo. I've always been a fan of him, and he just does everything well. He does everything well, right? And he plays good defense. He has a really strong arm. He runs fast. He's exciting. He fires up the team. He's a really good hitter. He never, ever strikes out. He's got one of the lowest strikeout rates in all Major League Baseball. He puts the bat on the ball. He hits the ball the other way. He gets big hits in big spots. He's doing really well for the Yankees, and his absence was certainly felt in the Monday night shutout loss in Baltimore. He's been nothing short of excellent, and we're going to have to see, you know, what the Yankees can do. Can they bounce back in the next three games against the O's? Maybe. We're going to have to see, but it's infuriating to see a team put together in this way that's been shut out five times already in the 2024 season, and we're not even out of April yet. So for now, you know, after what was a brief two-day glimmer of hope where we scored 30 runs, it kind of looks like the same old Yankees on offense. So we're going to have to see. All right, that's it. I'm done. Thank you for listening to Jersey Guy Sports. Please subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends all about it, and I'll be back soon with some more sports talk. Thanks. Have a good day.